local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We welcome you into a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Do not at all take that for granted. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 2626-111. We say hello to Austin. Austin, looking a little sleepy today. We were talking before we came on just a moment ago, and like you are wont to do pretty much every single night,
right?
Stay up long hours. You're up till about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning
lately,
and you stumbled upon a guy that maybe some of residents in Santa Rosa County need no introduction to, Mr. Reggie Slack. Somehow, you stumbled on him via YouTube or Google or something like that, and he is a business owner in Milton now, but you were just looking up all sorts of Canadian football highlights yesterday.
Wasn't quite that simple. I was talking to my brother about when Houston back in 1989 scored 95 points on SMU, and I was about how their quarterback was
Andre Ware.
Yes, quarterback was Heisman winner Andre Ware, who was on like 1997 Winnipeg or something back when they won the Grey Cup. I don't know. My facts could be off there. And then I saw a name that was listed on one of the rosters that said Reggie Slack. And I'm like, that name rings a bell to me. I clicked on his Wikipedia and it said he was born in Milton, Florida, and he owns like a pizza place in Navarre now. That was like, I found all this out at 3:30 and I'm like, where have I heard that name Reggie Slack? Because clearly it's a name I know from somewhere if it's a local name. So I...
looks like he played at Auburn.
Yes.
From the looks of things.
He did. Okay. So if anybody... has some deep dive on Reggie Slack.
Well,
437-1620.
Well, that is what we have an intern for, because
yes,
we have intern Nadia joining us for the first hour today. She'll be with us the full length of the show tomorrow. Nadia, you got to digging a little bit on Mr. Slack. Have you found out where this this particular business in Navarre is? What's the name of it?
It's called Papa's Pizza.
Okay.
In Navarre. I'm trying to find the exact one because I think there's a few called Papa's Pizza, so I'm trying to around, see what I can find.
All this guy did was play football and open a business, and we're talking about it.
Listen.
Out of nowhere.
He did something right.
Yeah.
This is your fault.
This is I mean, a legacy that apparently needs more building on. We're talking about him right now. The legend of Reggie Slack. And I don't know anything about him other than what I learned 12 hours ago. So that's pretty cool.
Well, we dedicate this today's show to Mr. Reggie Slack, his distinguished career at Auburn and the CFL, and now as a business owner. Looking here at our top three stories, another busy day today. Austin is gearing up for another late night with the president, set to address the nation. In his first on-camera appearance since he dropped out of the 2024 presidential race, telling his campaign workers Monday that dropping out is the right thing to do. His speech will be at 7 o'clock our time. We will carry it live right here on News Radio Pensacola. Also, Kamala Harris's presidential campaign is vetting potential running mates, as the campaign has requested vetting materials from several potential running mates. Those include Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, North Carolina's Roy Cooper, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. Also today in Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, addressing a joint session of Congress, says the war in Gaza is a clash between barbarism and civilization. Netanyahu delivered an address stressing that the U.S. and Israel must stand together against Iran's axis of terror, and praised the president for being an ally to Israel for decades.
It's a clash between those who glorify death and those who sanctify life.
And Netanyahu's visit met with large demonstrations around the capital that included thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters, and also dozens of Democrats boycotted the speech today. 4:15, time for traffic and weather. Austin, what are you seeing out there?
Well, the first thing I'm seeing is that this traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, Joe, we did have an accident reported earlier. This is going to be on 9 Mile Road right as you're traveling eastbound trying to get onto I-10 East. It doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups at this time, though. Outside of that little spot, it's a bit more of what we deal with every other day this hour. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. A lot of backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit further west as you approach Highway 87. And the last major spot's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The high rain chance continues, and a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up at about any time. Look for that to be in the daytime hours or at night. As we look ahead, we've got a 50% chance for rain Saturday and Sunday. And our highs will continue to be in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows mainly in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 4:16, taking a look at our local headlines today. A Pensacola man now jailed, accused of fatally shooting both his wife and dog. That's 51-year-old Timothy Kramer, taken into custody yesterday, today by Milton police. Booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail. He's charged with homicide and animal cruelty. Late last night, the Escambia Sheriff's Office issued a missing persons alert for 47-year-old Rosa Kramer. Deputies say Rosa's body was later found inside a home on Hillcrest Avenue, a dog also found injured and then died at the vet from its injuries. Big news for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties today with the school districts, particularly the State Board of Education releasing school district grades, and that includes each schools within the district, obviously, for last school year, 23-24. As a district, Escambia County received a B for the fifth straight year, Santa Rosa County at an A for six straight years. And also Okaloosa County receiving an A for the ninth straight year as well. Coming up here at 4:35, we will chat with the Escambia District's Assistant Superintendent Denny Wilson for reaction on the district report card. So that's coming up here in about 13-14 minutes or so right here. We'll take a break. 4:18, back with our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Be the one
who changed a kid's life. Learn about teens, siblings, and special needs children awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through DCI. See dealer for details.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
.23 here at News Radio Pensacola. Happy Wednesday. Joe, Austin, and Nadia with you, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. As we switch gears, take a look at what's going on around the state of Florida now. The State Board of Education approving a bylaw allowing high school athletes to profit off of name, image, and likeness.
There has to be a way for this education that you're talking about to get to the right individuals. If there is a way that the schools and the FHSAA knows exactly who's participating, then they can also do some outreach to make sure that those parents of those students and the student athlete has the appropriate information.
The board unanimously approving the NIL rule change that was approved by the FHSAA last month. Education Commissioner Manny Diaz says the FHSAA will provide schools with specific instructions on the rule changes, also adding that they will not tolerate any attempts by companies to circumvent the process and take advantage of students.
And a high-profile murder trial is underway in Manatee County. Opening statements were made yesterday in the Black Swan murder trial. Former ballerina Ashley Benfield is accused of killing her 54-year-old estranged husband 4 years ago in Lakewood Ranch. The case got national attention when it was featured in an episode of 48 Hours. The 32-year-old is charged with second-degree murder, and she claims self-defense, but prosecutors say she shot her husband to get custody of their daughter.
With summer in full swing, Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning Floridians about short-term rental scams. Moody says that swingers can turn full dream vacations into nightmares, which is why she is urging people to use caution when booking places to stay online. Scammers can post fake listings for properties on websites and social media platforms to try to entice visitors. Moody says that it is always important to research the property, read the contract, and verify potential bookings that appear too good to be true.
Also, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is celebrating the anniversary of a critical tool that's helped find hundreds of missing residents. FDLE says it launched the Florida Purple Alert 2 years ago as a way to help find missing adults who suffer from mental, cognitive, or developmental disabilities. So far, the system has helped locate nearly 440 people. Those interested can sign up for Purple Alerts by going to missingchildrenalert.com. Com. Austin, what's going on the roads?
Well, we still got some backups developing if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road. Also have maybe some backups, not many though, at Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Gulf Beach Highway if you are going to be traveling eastbound towards Navy Boulevard. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
We continue to be in a weather pattern where a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up at about any time, day or night. So look for rain to be scattered across the area at times. Of course, it will be warm and humid with highs running in the upper 80s to low 90s. Overnight lows will generally be down between about 75 and 80 degrees. Jumping ahead to the weekend, we've got a 50% chance for rain both on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Looking at our national headlines today, FBI Director Christopher Wray providing new details about the assassination attempt on former President Trump two Saturdays ago.
We are investigating the shooter both to determine his motive and his preparations and activities before the shooting, but also to make sure whether or not there are any co-conspirators, accomplices.
Wray was at the House Judiciary Committee, says that a week before the rally, the shooter searched for how far away Lee Harvey Oswald was when he shot President Kennedy in 1963. He also detailed how the shooter flew a drone about 200 yards from the rally stage for around 11 minutes, just 2 hours before Trump walked on stage. Investigators also determining the shooter used an AR-style rifle bought from his father.
And according to Vote.org, it says there's been a dramatic jump in voter registration since President Biden announced that he will no longer seek re-election. The organization said it helped register more than 38,500 voters in just 2 days after Biden's announcement. As the largest number of new voters it has registered in a two-day period this election cycle, Vote.org also noted that 83% of the newly registered voters are young people between the ages of 18 and 34.
Iowa's law that bans abortions around 6 weeks is set to take effect on Monday. A judge gave the order on Tuesday to dissolve the temporary injunction after the state Supreme Court denied a rehearing request by Planned Parenthood and the ALCU of Iowa. The law signed by Governor Kim Reynolds last year will ban abortions after embryonic cardiac activity is detected. Planned Parenthood estimates that up to 98% of abortions currently performed in Iowa will be banned under the law.
That's my bad on that
one. I was about to ask, yeah.
ACLU, but that was my fault. That was my fault.
There we go.
Joe makes those mistakes often.
That's right. The Department of Justice opening an investigation into the deadly deputy-involved shooting of Sonya Massey earlier this month in Springfield, Illinois. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump announcing the probe also revealing that Massey's family has met with Governor J.B. Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. Massey was shot and killed by now former Deputy Sean Grayson inside her home after calling 911 to report a possible intruder.
And Fox News proposing a debate between Vice President Harris and former President Trump. The network has suggested the debate will be held September 17th in Pennsylvania. Trump had been scheduled to face President Biden in a second debate on September 10th, hosted by ABC News, before Biden decided to drop out of the race.
Wall Street is closing with stocks sharply lower. This comes after disappointing reports from two huge tech companies. Google's parent company Alphabet saw YouTube advertising fall below expectations, while Tesla saw shares tank after weaker-than-expected earnings results. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 504 points, down to 93,853, and the S&P fell by 128 points to 5,427. The NASDAQ dropped by 654 points to 1,732.
That's gonna happen. That's gonna happen a lot.
Nadia, you're doing 1,000 times better than the first time Austin was.
That is not true.
It's just a lot of numbers.
Yeah, I think I came out swinging early, and then I started playing down to my competition. Is what I think happened. But I don't know. I think it's learning.
Are
it's
you
growing
referring
pains.
To me
Thank
as
you.
Your
appreciate it.
Competition that you were playing down to?
Well, I mean, yeah, I had to. You took a shot at me. I had to take one back. Come on, what are we doing here?
Recapping our top three stories, President Biden addressing the nation tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. We will carry that live. When he begins, Kamala Harris's campaign is vetting potential running mates among them. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, North Carolina's Roy Cooper, and Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister, addressing a joint session of Congress today. Demonstrations of pro-Palestinian protesters in the thousands while that was happening.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking before a joint meeting of Congress today about the war with Hamas in Gaza. Netanyahu says the U.S. must stand united with Israel.
For the forces of civilization to triumph, America and Israel must stand together.
Despite calls for a ceasefire, the Prime Minister says he will not end the war until Hamas is eliminated. President Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office tonight about his decision to end his campaign. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre telling today's daily press briefing health did not play a factor in the decision.
They have nothing to do with his health. Again, the president's going to speak to this directly to the American people tonight in prime time.
The speech is scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks had an off day at the close on the heels of a massive tech sell-off that saw the NASDAQ lose more than 3.6% today, falling 654 points. The Dow was off 504, and the S&P 500 lost 128. Drug maker Pfizer announcing positive results today from a late-stage trial of a gene therapy treatment for adults with certain cases of severe hemophilia A. The Phase 3 trial seeks to test the therapy to treat blood clotting disorder. Unions that are representing nearly 15,000 Disneyland employees are saying today they've reached a tentative labor agreement with Walt Disney, averting a work stoppage at the happiest place on Earth. U.S. crude oil futures for September were up slightly, 0.73%, to under $78 a barrel, residing at $77.52 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. NFL MVP voters will look for a reason to not have Patrick Mahomes win the MVP this season, and I don't think Lamar Jackson will take home his third MVP trophy this year. So as we enter a new NFL season, my pick is Josh Allen. Expectations have been lowered for the Bills, but I still think they'll win the AFC East, and no team will ask more out of its QB in the regular season than Buffalo, lining up for Allen to have a monster year and take home his first MVP trophy. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Hi, everyone. Broadcaster and ER physician Dr. Jerry Punch here. We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of sounds that you might hear. You could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing, the sound of first responders desperately trying to save you. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, you could do damage that's beyond repair. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had another episode of Milton City Council Melodrama Theater where attorney Alex Andrade brought forward criticisms of a couple of city council members and then the discussion about whether the state attorney's office should do an investigation. We talked with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody, who says there's a proposed 3% rate increase on the table for next year. Plus, fake videos of Kamala Harris circulating online and the Secret Service Director resigned. All of those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now.
Let's just go back from two Saturdays ago to now, where you have had a former president and presidential candidate almost assassinated. You have had a president withdrawing from running for re-election. You have had a Secret Service Director resigning. I think there's something else that I've missed.
Pensacola right now, 4 till 7, before Dave Ramsey, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. It's been a pretty smooth sailing hour so far. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. We do have some backups maybe developing on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. And maybe some on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Outside of that, it's just the usual stuff. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach and then further westbound as you approach Highway 87. And Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
We continue to be in a weather pattern where a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up at about any time, day or night. So look for rain to be scattered across the area at times. Of course, it will be warm and humid with highs running in the upper 80s to low 90s. Overnight lows will generally be down between about 75 and 80 degrees. Jumping ahead to the weekend, we've got a 50% chance for rain both on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. We will go to the phone line, and on with us now is Denny Wilson, assistant superintendent with the Escambia School District. Denny, we appreciate your time this afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate it very much. So obviously the reason that you're on today is because I would say mostly positive news regarding the district report cards that came out this week, the state education, Board of Education, Department of Education, I should say, releasing the district grades in Escambia County with a grade of B. And Denny, as I understand it, this is with some state standards that had been raised starting with this past school year. And in the news release from the district there, Superintendent Keith Leonard saying how proud he and of course, the entire staff is of the students and staff members. So if you could just kind of contextualize here what we're talking about as it relates to a B grade and overall what that means for the district and what you tend to try to do to improve on those numbers in the future.
Well, it is a very positive news for the Escambia County Public Schools today. There's a lot of very, very happy teachers, administrators, and students. We've known for a while that that it looked pretty good. I spent most of the morning watching the state school board meeting because what we were waiting for was some of what you were talking about, is those cut scores of what actually the number that you have to reach to be a C. And then that changed also what a school had to earn to be a B and then an A and so on. So we had run some different scenarios. We knew what our schools, what we felt like they were at. We have some very smart people that crunch the numbers, our data scientists. And so we had a pretty good feeling where we were if the cut score was a 41 for a C. And then we knew that there was a chance that those could have been bumped up as high as a 45. They went up at the secondary level. So it went up from a 41 to a 44 for what you had to earn a C. And then the elementary stayed at 41 to earn a C. So several of our schools that have been wanting to get off of that D or even F list came off. We actually do not have any, we don't have any B schools. We don't have any F schools, and we have one D school in the district, and had several schools that went from a C up to a B, and then several that went from a B up to a C. And so just a lot of hard work that went into this year. And, you know, our goal was always to be an A district, and the way you accomplish that is by having schools that are performing at a higher level, you know, having our A schools that score even higher in the A range. And then, of course, every school moving up a grade level is always our goal.
Yeah, and talking about just some of those individual schools that you highlighted there, again, the Escambia School District not having any schools that graded an F. I believe there were four or five last year, so obviously improvement there. But you had Bellevue Elementary, Holm Elementary, MacArthur, each going from a C grade last year to an A this year. Also, Bellevue specifically went from a D 2 years ago to an A this year. So talking about those specific schools, what are some of the things that are being implemented, whether that's community involvement, obviously parental involvement. I hear Keith Leonard say it all the time. You know, parental involvement is so important. But at those specific schools where you have seen that tremendous growth over the last last year, what are some of the things that we're seeing there?
Right, and that, I mean, Bellevue Elementary is a good, absolutely a good one to highlight. And then, you know, you have a school like MacArthur that has been a C school for a number of years. And the last time they earned a grade above a C, I think, it's been almost 10 years ago. So you have schools that have just been kind of stagnant, like a MacArthur, that jumped to an A. Just putting back on my principal hat, to me, the number one factor for student performance, it always goes back to the teacher. And so some of the schools that have made the tremendous jump is those administrators really just pouring into those teachers and making sure that they have what they need, the professional development that they need. Some of the schools that you mentioned, like Bellevue Elementary, and then the ones that went up from an F to a C, they are under one of our departments that really focuses on our schools that have been struggling, and that's the School Transformation Office. And so there's a team under that department of coaches and specialists that go in and work with that entire faculty and with the administration and really dig in and work specifically with certain teachers that need a little more. They come in and do leading up to the assessment. They'll focus in on even working with students in small groups. So we just have really, really good leadership in the district across the board right now. There's just some really high quality administrators, and I think we're starting to see a shift in the stability of our teaching staff, Not that we are out of, I mean, we are still, you know, looking for teachers. We're still hiring a lot of alternatively certified teachers, but we're able to have a teacher in front of every student. And that's, you know, that hasn't been the case since the last couple of years. I feel like we're getting some stability back there. So I'll just go back and say again that to me, the number one factor on student performance is always that teacher, and that teacher that, you know, comes in and is dedicated and planned. And then the second factor is having an administrator that, you know, just understands what needs to happen and how to keep the teachers focused and on the prize.
Awesome. Good stuff there. Denny Wilson, Assistant Superintendent with the Escambia School District, joining us here on Pensacola right now. Denny, we appreciate the time this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. 4:46 now. Austin, anything going on the roads?
Well, looking at what we have here on Caroline Street, still got some pretty heavy backups there if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And we also have some backups still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. Outside of those few usual hitters, though, there's not much going on.
The high rain chance continues, and a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up at about any time. Look for that to be in the daytime hours or at night. As we look ahead, we've got a 50% chance for rain Saturday and Sunday, and our highs will continue to be in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows mainly in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, let's see. We've got some MLB games going on. The Braves versus Reds. That's going to be getting underway at 5:05. That's going to be the second game of a doubleheader we have today. The Braves lost the first game 9-4 earlier, so hopefully they can redeem themselves here. Also, we're going to have Marlins versus Orioles at 5:40 and Rays at Blue Jays at 6:07. So we'll give score updates on those once they get cooking later this evening. Also, we have some golf, not golf news here, Olympic news. I saw the word golf, forgive me. Though the opening ceremony isn't until Friday, the Paris Olympics are getting underway today. The first soccer and rugby matches are being played, and the U.S. men's soccer team is playing France this afternoon. Meanwhile, the U.S. men's rugby team also started play this morning, facing off against the host nation as well. Also, tennis star Coco Gauff will be Team USA's female flag bearer at the Olympics opening ceremony. She's going to be carrying the flag alongside LeBron James. We touched on that earlier this week. Gauff is the first U.S. tennis player to receive the honor of being a flag bearer, which is decided by a vote of Team USA athletes.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah, as far as what by what? As far as it being the first U.S. tennis player?
No, I was surprised by Coco being the women's flag bearer.
I get it.
Not that I'm at all hating or whatever. I mean, the Team USA voted on it. I just think typically the flag bearer is reserved for, if not like a career achievement award, I mean a multi Olympian, right? So
right.
You know, Michael Phelps, he did it, you know, a couple Olympics ago. I think it was his last one. I mean, LeBron's been on the Olympic team since what, 2004. Coco, this would have been her second Olympic team, but she had COVID, had to miss the last one, so maybe that had something to do with it. To me, it was like I felt like Katie Ledecky would be the obvious women's choice, you know, one of the more iconic women swimmers that we've had in this country. But, you know, she may get another time. I think she's 27. I don't know what the length of careers are typically for Olympic swimmers, but you know, if this isn't her last one,
it sounds like she's got at least one more in her.
Maybe.
And the Winter Games returning to Salt Lake City in 2034. The International Olympic Committee made the announcement this morning. The committee says that climate change and high operational costs have reduced the number of cities willing and able to host the Winter Games. And lastly here, with today being second to last. With today being July 24th, we're officially 1 month away from the 24-25 college football season. Saturday, August 24th is what they call week zero. There's four games. Of course, the headliner is going to be in Ireland between Florida State and Georgia Tech. I'm kicking my feet over that one. And in the NBA, the locker belonging to Kobe Bryant from the formerly named Staples Center is up for auction. Sotheby's is auctioning the locker online through August 2nd. The company believes it could sell for more than $1 million, and the winning bidder will also get a scrapbook and poster from Bryant's last career NBA game in 2016.
All right. Some health, business, and science quickly here. Delta under investigation by the feds after days of canceled flights following a global computer outage on Friday. Sharks off the Brazilian coast are testing positive for cocaine. Yeah, biologists tested 13 of them. The sharp-nosed sharks in the waters near Rio de Janeiro.
Appropriately named, yeah.
They found concentrations 100 times higher than previously found. Theories include that it could be from labs where it's manufactured or the excrement of cocaine users that the sharks are feasting on. So they want to change their dietary habits. Pop culture notes. Nadia, what's happening there?
Let's see. The first trailer for the biographical drama based on Bob Dylan's life is out now. A Complete Unknown is based on the 2015 book Dylan Goes Electric. And the stars Timothy Chalamet as the iconic singer-songwriter. The trailer follows Chalamet as Dylan walking up the streets of New York and singing the 1963 protest song, A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. The film is expected to hit theaters this December.
All right.
Mm.
And Nadia, I know you're excited about Deadpool 3.
I'm very excited about this movie.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, absolutely. It's going to be huge. I think I read earlier it's expected to make like $160 million in the first weekend, which is like double what Twister's made this past weekend.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've been touching on the Deadpool one for a while now because it's supposed to be, one of the, if not the highest grossing R-rated films ever, right?
I think that's the expectation.
My goodness. All right.
It's going to be so good. I'm so excited.
Also, Cher will give fans an inside look at her life with a new two-part memoir. The iconic pop star will release Cher, the Memoir Part 1 on November 19th. HarperCollins Publishers said the books find Cher revealing her true story in intimate detail with her trademark honesty and humor. Part 2 is going to be released sometime next year. 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, another rundown of our top three stories, traffic and weather, along with some wacky stories and good news to round out hour one of Pensacola right now.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Kia Autosport and Tel Staffing and HR.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
2018. Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts. Among them, the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This time, I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life. The one we all dream of, but dreams just done.
Now, typically, when it's not quite 4:55, we'll just kind of round up, you know?
Yeah.
But, Joe, I wanted to tell you this since I've got 20 seconds to work with here. Man, I was just looking at ESPN. The Colorado Rockies are beating the Boston Red Sox 20-5. So just wanted to say that kind of caught my eye. Okay. Anyway.
Thank you.
Just about, yeah, I know. Isn't that awesome? Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Let's see. It's been a pretty smooth sailing hour so far. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. We do have some backups developing. If you are traveling northbound, this is going to be on Palafox Street coming from Cervantes. We do have some minor backups developing over there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit more as you approach Highway 87. And then Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
We continue to be in a weather pattern where a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up at about any time, day or night. So look for rain to be scattered across the area at times. Of course, it will be warm and humid with highs running in the upper 80s to low 90s. Overnight lows will generally be down between about 75 and 80 degrees. Jumping ahead to the weekend, we've got a 50% chance for rain both on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 4:55 here. Austin and Nadia, I'm curious if you both relate to any of this here.
Okay.
List on the internet of the most useless things that people have memorized over their lifetime. chances yes. are that we can yeah. all relate. Austin or Nadia, do you remember an old phone number from your childhood?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
All right. Yes, my first house growing up, 614-898-7046.
Mine was, 626-1247. I think that was my home number before we got a new one. So, yeah, I mean, I still remember that because I was just supposed to. I also remember, like, the cafeteria number that I had
to
enter
in. Oh,
like
your pin? I could never remember that even when I was in elementary school.
76522. There's an 8-year-old this fall who's going to really need that. He's going to really need that number. And if he uses it as much as I did, his days are numbered. But either way, great, great number, though. I mean, and easy to remember still to this day.
If I said J.G. Wentworth.
877-CASH-NOW.
Very good. Austin and I, our thing is the Super Bowl matchups, every single one.
And the presidents.
And the, yeah, that's right. You can do the presidents as well. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Nadia, do you have a particular thing that you, maybe it's, you would describe it as a talent, maybe not, but something like the U.S. presidents, like you can rattle off every single one, like maybe every single discography, Taylor Swift songs in order.
I can do that in a heartbeat.
Something like that.
What?
Really?
Oh, come on.
Oh, easy. I bought the cardigan this morning. I have now have bought every single cardigan she's released.
Okay.
I thought I was a dork for the president. That's wild.
Listen, right. I can do that one too.
You can name all the presidents.
I can do that too.
Wow. All
that right. was a fun thing that came out of elementary school.
Oh, wow.
That the states, I can say the alphabet backwards.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun one.
I can do that. No.
Can you name the president thing?
No. Let's see. Only because of the song, I can get up to a certain number of them. So
I never learned them. I
Washington,
just like figured
Adams,
it out.
Well, it goes like, you know, Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, and Taylor. And that's it. Polk
that's
and
all
Taylor.
You got.
That's all I got.
Okay. I will say
so what
20,
number is that? That's like.
That's up to 12.
Zachary oh, so, Taylor. Oh, I mean, yeah. So 12, I could.
The way that you just rattled that off was wild.
13, 14, 15, I don't know.
Millard, Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan.
Nobody cares. Lincoln, 16. Grant was 18, right?
Ulysses S. Grant was 18th, right.
Yeah. Who was between them? Johnson? Andrew Johnson?
No, Andrew Johnson was 17th. Ulysses
yeah,
S. Grant.
Yeah,
was
that's what I said.
Yeah.
Andrew
and
Johnson,
then 19th was Rutherford B. Hayes.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
I
can tell
see.
You're really amazed.
This
yeah,
is
I am.
Wild.
I know. Pennsylvania man accused of setting his home on fire to prevent it from being sold. Authorities say Andrew Souter intentionally set the home on fire late last month, the same day it was scheduled for a sheriff's sale. Souter owed more than $100,000 at the time and was charged with writing more than $45,000 in fraudulent checks. So that's taking a bad situation and not making it better there.
That is true.
Good news. What do you got?
A guy in Massachusetts had a dream about buying a specific type of lottery ticket for $10. So he woke up, popped into a 7-Eleven to buy one, and it hit for $1
million. Wow.
Some people have all the luck.
All right, Nadia, you've got 18 seconds to rattle off as many presidents as you can.
Oh goodness. Okay. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson. I'm kidding. I will keep going, but I don't want to keep going. That's terrifying.
Nadia, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.